Place to Be Nation, welcome back to Place to Be Nation's YouTube Roulette. I'm going to be your host and the, MC on this one as I pick the matches. I'm Jambalaya Jake. Let me bring in my jolly crew. I have Mr. Scott Shiflett. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. I'm glad to be here tonight. It's one of my favorite pods to do. I can't wait to the stuff we get into tonight.
Very good. Mississippi's own Logan Crosland.
Jake, what's up tonight? I can't wait to get into some of our aquatic matches we have tonight, so I'm looking forward to it.
What? I'd be like skanoodling there in Mississippi, which I'm aware of. Maybe we could speak about
that later. Oh, yeah, skanoodling, for sure.
That's not a thing that exists.
You just heard his voice. I'm assuming he's buried in several feet of snow right now. Mr. Matt Souza, what's up, Matt?
MC Jambalaya, good to be here as always. The snow melted a little bit today, so it's no longer 2 feet of snow as was the case this time last week, but snow nonetheless. But great to be here as always.
Very well. And returning after, taking a bit of time off, as Logan said, to build his empire, is the impresario himself, Sean Kidd.
Hey, good evening, guys, and thank you, Jake. Good to be back here. I'm on special guest star status at this point for the immediate future, but I'm glad I was able to get on tonight. So.
Right. We are glad also.
He's the Heather Locklear of us.
Yeah, I'm the Heather Locklear of this show. The Brock Lesnar.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes, the Brock Lesnar of podcasts now. Yes.
Right. So we have quite an array of matches here. Sean, I know if you're going to do your Seanalytics rundown at the beginning.
I am ready. Yes. So if you're ready, yes. I can read them off for you. All right.
Yeah, so we've missed him. So yeah, please.
So I got him. So our new number one as of the last episode was Joe versus Kobashi at 5 stars. Hanson Kobashi is also at 5 stars in second, but I think we all agree, and I actually wasn't on the last episode, but I watched the match. But I agree that Hanson Kobashi is not as good as Joe Kobashi. And on top of that, we kind of forced Jake into that 5 stars on that one. So I think it was very fair in what you did in the last episode. Let's see. What's kill? Shit. I wrote kill. Well, kill shot and Fox at 4.5. I just wrote kill, so I had to figure out what the fucking other half was. Sorry, guys.
That was Sean's kill list. Kill. That's a different document.
It's just Logan on it a bunch of times.
All right. So kill shot Fox 4.5. Handsome Funk at 4.35. And rounding up the top five is Funk versus Wyndham at a 4.2. The bottom five hasn't changed much. We're still looking for the eternal bad match to top Tito Orton, which is still a dud from episode number one. Mordecai and Danhausen at a 0.33. Brand new signee Danhausen for AEW. So Mordecai match really did it for him, I guess. Nanachka Ferrari at 0.62. Road Warriors versus Lawler and Idol at a 0.75. And rounding up the bottom five, Bret Hart versus Disco Inferno at a 0.87. So those are your Seanalytics.
Very good. A 0.62 almost seems worse than just like a zero. It just sounds so pathetic. Like I'd almost rather just have a zero than a like, oh, what a zero is a 0.28. Oh, great. Anyway.
We do math by the book on Seanalytics, Jake.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to, if you guys look in the chat, does everybody have the chat pulled up so I can make sure we have an updated list of our matches here? And I'll send them to everyone.
Yes.
A little inside baseball here, but just making sure we're all linked up. So I'm going to send this to our chat here, and we are going to start off with our first match, which is going to be Team 3D versus Curry Man and Shark
Boy. Okay, wait a minute. One fucking minute.
Oh, Sean, I'm sorry.
This is not the matches that we agreed upon. What are we doing?
No, they are.
There I don't was, know. Was one, yeah, what are you talking about?
There was all right. One, y'all agreed to was, this. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are we watching all Sharkboy matches tonight?
No. We just... we just decided... I originally, so the listeners know, I had originally picked a Buddy Rogers versus Pat O'Connor match from, I believe it was like 1951 or something.
I thought there was something shady about that, by the way, because like an old match. So I'm like, old man, I thought you were fucking with me.
Right. So you might say that we threw out a red herring.
Hey.
At Sean. So the other Sean are all good, but we figured since it was your first your first show back in a while, then we'd fuck with you and make you watch the TV. Now, look, you have to understand, Sean, that this is going to be maybe equally painful for me because though I do love Shark Boy, this appears based on the thumbnail to have Bubba Ray in it, or Bully Ray, or where the fuck he was at this point. And everyone probably knows my hatred for him. So I'm going through this pain to put you through the pain of watching the Shark Boy match. But
I mean,
yeah, it was just a minor edit.
He's French kissing a fish in the thumbnail. So how bad could it be?
I am freaking.
That's not Velvet Sky, is it?
Oh, jeez.
Well, they broke
up. Pussy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good Lord.
So yeah, I'm a little bothered that we pulled this shenanigans. But in the spirit of fairness, I am fine with watching it. Right. Now, can I tell you something very funny, though, about the match you initially picked? All right, so because
you were live?
No, I knew that was going to open up to those jokes.
Sorry.
So I was prepared for the old jokes for that match. But no, literally, I actually did research on that match. Do you know that is a very big match in history? Do you know why it's a big match in history?
I do not.
Because Buddy Rogers won the title, and the title that he won that night ended up becoming the first WWF title. Mm. So it's a very significant match in history. So, of course, I did all the research on it. And you motherfuckers just fucked it all up because I had all these notes I was going to share with you guys tonight. And now I get to talk about fucking Shark Boy.
I thought you were going to say like Buddy Rogers got smallpox after the match or something.
No, literally that belt became the first WWF belt that you know today. So that's all I'm saying. So.
Well, this is an equally historic match. But I've never seen it, so I'm interested because
I have never seen it.
I've pretty much seen no TNA besides what we do for Highway to the Impact Zone. So this will be a first for me too.
Oh my God, this is 21 fucking minutes. Oh my God.
This was on a pay-per-view, Sean.
Oh my God. 21 fucking minutes.
All right. Well, let's fire it up so we can get the get the pain out of the way. But none of the other matches have been changed, Sean. I'm glad you didn't drop off the pod here. We were worried you might.
No, right now I'm trying to figure out how to mute my TV so I don't have to listen to this shit match, and it's not working. So
well, you
gotta listen to the Curry Man entrance though. It's too good.
Right. This is not. I'm gonna let for me my volume button.
I have an ad, so I'm gonna let my ads play while everybody.
Yep. I have an ad as well, so I'll be ready in a second.
Geico ad first.
All right, I'm good. So Global Wrestling Network. So that's what this is on for. What is that?
That was the old Impact.
Gotcha.
Sweet Jarrett was Hawking Gold.
All right. Basically.
Okay. I have this 5-star Sure to Be Classic lined up whenever you gents are ready.
Very good. All right. Yep. Is everybody ready to go to the Team 3D versus Curry Man and Shark Boy Fish Market Street Fight?
Yes.
Do it. Lord.
Whatever year this is, we'll
2008. We'll
all right, 2008. All right, so we will fire it up in 3, 2, 1. Shell yeah! Look, role reversal there, Sean. Now you're the groaning one. Let's talk about my groans. Oh, how the turntable.
So how long have you been planning this little turn of events?
I think within probably seconds of finding out that you were going to come back for this one.
Okay.
And it was my turn and, I don't know. We just kind of fell into it.
Well played. Very well played.
Seemed like the right thing to do.
Someone's sign says Team 3D Shadows are over 375 and these guys are looking pretty fucking fat.
Yeah. Devon's looking pretty.
Devon is.
He looks.
Devon's got some major titties going on.
Is that Devon or is that Ahmed Johnson?
Is that fucking Moadib?
He's got some.
Who's
big
that guy?
Tees.
Who's the guy out there? Who's that? The blonde guy.
Johnny Devine.
Team Canada, Johnny Devine.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Why does everybody in Team Canada look like different human beings throughout their life? Like Bobby Roode now looks like a different human being than Bobby Roode in like 05 TNA. Look,
Canadian life is tough.
These guys are like fucking Bob Dylan.
He was like 20 then, so maybe that's one reason.
Jesus Christ, I don't remember Devon ever being this thick.
Yeah, ever. I obviously did not have a steroid policy in TNA. Probably couldn't afford it. Is there a ladder by the fish?
eating that theme park food down in Orlando.
Yeah,
not Christopher Daniels' finest moment here, by the way.
yeah. So, Jake Curryman is Christopher Daniels.
Oh, of course, I could tell by looking at him. Of course.
I mean, Jake, how could you not tell? That's Christopher Daniels.
And his intro was, "He's hot, he's spicy, he tastes great, Curryman."
It's actually a pretty awesome entrance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is.
And he has, like, Kevin Dunn camera work. The music.
It was awesome.
Look, when we get to 2008 on Highway to the Impact Zone, sometime in 2043.
Oh, and he had the dance. I love the
dance. Oh, look. Look at Don West getting down with... Wait a minute. Are we sure that's Daniels? He's got black hair hanging out.
Yeah, I don't think this one's Daniels. This might be someone else.
He had it attached, that black thing attached to the mask.
Oh, did he really?
In order to throw people off.
I worked on you. You got fucking worked.
It was
for the Curry Man.
I got worked by Curry Man, and I got worked by you motherfuckers tonight. Worked out.
It's a long entrance, man. He's like going at it.
Why it's 20 minutes. It's a goddamn 15-minute entrance for Sharkboy and
Kimmy. Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Shit. Now we should mention, in case anyone's not watching along, just to set the scene, there are, like, I guess, like wooden boxes filled with fish on ice.
And this is when
TNA splurged on this one.
This one we have Shark Boy is a Stone Cold Shark Boy.
Yes.
Did anybody else get an ad?
Nope.
No.
I'll be like 6 seconds behind. No, you're fine. I'll be 6 seconds behind. It's fine.
Follow that sign, Sean. If you can't swim with Shark Boy, get out of the water.
All right. Well, we do have a recording of Highway to the Impact Zone coming up. Maybe I'll get the fuck out of that pod since you pulled this shit on me tonight.
gentlemen, important detail. You see, at this point in time, there was a storyline going on where Team 3D would have to weigh in before matches, and if they weighed over 275 pounds, they would forfeit the match. You see, very important.
Why do I not remember any of this? I watched TNA at this point in time.
Important question is, why do I remember this?
Well, I guess that's the bigger question, but. Yeah, I don't have any recollection. I mean, there's no way Devon's at least pushing it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Bubba maybe 375.
You sure you don't mean kilos here? Because
they're going to weigh Johnny 20 Devine. Minutes.
They use the metric system in Virginia. I think that's where the show was.
Nothing would make me happier than if, like, Bubba Ray got on the scale, got disqualified, and Sharkboy stunned him, and that was the whole deal. That would be like an 8-star match for me.
I love Jake's hate of Bubba. It's great.
He's awful. Well, it helps too that he's like a fucking asshole in real life. You know, that always helps.
Yeah, especially with the stuff he said about Moxley. He's like,
he's just a fucking
miserable prick.
It's very unfortunate Brock Lesnar has chosen the ring wear of Bubba from 2008 to current day that he wears. Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Good.
Oiled up Devon.
Devon looks blown up already out there.
Yeah.
Dude, wow. How much was he? Thumbs up from Earl Hebner. Well, I got the captions on.
His tits are at least 300 pounds.
Bubba's stressed out.
If they weigh over 275, they lose automatically. It's a forfeit. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah.
Oh, Devon's putting the sweater puppets away. What are we doing?
I think.
Is this because they're feuding with cruiserweights? Is that why?
Yeah.
X Division, Sean.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever you want
to
call them.
Lost to the Cajun weights.
275 live. Honestly, a winner.
I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I want to see Team 3D destroy these two fuckers.
Oh, now we should even out now, Logan.
Now I have an ad.
Yeah.
I don't have one. It's cool.
They're making their money off of this shit.
Got to have
over 6 million views.
350 here.
Right. How many views?
About 6.5 million.
Oh,
You're lying. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, serious.
Right there.
Now Bubba and Devon about to eat.
Are you sure it's not 6.5 views?
Yeah, yeah. The top comment's pretty great. Holy right. carp, this is a fun match.
This was on a pay-per-view, you guys.
What is the premise of this match with the fish thing? Like, what's the whole deal with it, you know?
It's a street fight.
Shark Boy said Velvet Scott smelled like fish.
You see, shark is fish, Sean. You see.
But what's the point of all the fish out by ringside?
It's a fish market street fight.
What?
Right.
Oh,
let me read the synopsis for you. I have it pulled up on Wikipedia. This is from Destination X 2008. It's in Norfolk, Virginia at the Norfolk Scope. The team of Curry Man and Shark Boy.
Hang on, Logan. It is a tragedy that a Crockett territory with great shit back in the day is hosting this fucking match. All right, sorry. Go ahead, Logan.
Nah, give me a second. I lost my place, you bastard. All right, so Curry Man and Shark Boy fought Team 3D at this pay-per-view in a fish market street fight. And against all odds, Team 3D and Johnny Devine lost a six-man tag to... They lost a six-man tag to Jay Lethal and the Motor City Machine Guns. Due to pre-match stipulation, Team 3D was then forced to work with a weight limit in TNA in order to compete in their matches, which the weight limit was set at 275. On the February 14th episode of Impact, Team 3D fought Curry Man and Shark Boy, in which Ray did not make weight, leaving Devon to face him alone. Devon won the contest after help from Ray. On the February 21st, 2008 episode of Impact, another match was held with the teams in which Devon did not make weight, but Ray won alone after cheating. The February 28th episode, neither 3D member made weight, so they lost by disqualification. Curry Man and Shark Boy then won a battle royal on the March 6th episode to add a stipulation to a match between them and Team 3D at Destination X. The two chose that if the Team 3D did not make the weight, that Team 3D would be forced to leave TNA, and then they chose the contest to be a fish market street fight.
They're using the fish like they're fucking chairs right now, and it's right. just killing me.
Logan, that was way too much detail for a feud that I don't give two shits about.
Guess what the story was. There you go.
I like Sean saying, like, this prestigious NWA, as if NWA didn't have all kind of bullshit gimmick matches, like...
They had bullshit gimmick matches, but for the most part, they were acceptable. I mean,
Curry Man has a fishing pole and has a donut on it, or a little Debbie's cake. I don't know.
What are we doing?
And Devon's trying to get it right now.
Is it fair?
I haven't watched the whole match, and I'm automatically going to make it worse than Tito versus Orton. Is that fair?
I mean, I don't know. Like,
I'd let the hook get stuck in his mouth. Come on.
Curry Man has hooked
a ding-dong. Oh, my God. What the fuck is happening?
I believe it was a ding-dong snack cake.
Yes.
It was. And now he's flopping like a fish as he reels him in.
Yes, he is. Oh, my God.
This was on a pay-per-view.
I have no words for this whole Bubba being reeled in. I have no words to say. That is unbelievable. Like, literally, he was acting like a fish on the end of a hook being pulled in. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I'm gonna have to rewatch this so I can hear Don. I'm gonna have to rewatch this later with commentary. Like, Don would be incredible here. He's got the fish.
I would watch it a second time, let alone...
He reeled them in hook, line, and sinker, Mike!
Oh, Nelly.
If we make it to 2008 Impact, remind me to skip this pay-per-view when we get to that, if that ever happens, okay?
This is a number one blow-off match here down the bayou. This is how we settle feuds.
Bubba's so fat they could barely fit.
It's like a Texas death match. God.
Yeah, I saw that, Logan. That was really bad. Like, he couldn't even get it.
These fish shots are fucking ridiculous.
Oh!
Maybe he'll hit him into the lobster.
So I'm not... Oh, it's quite a bump on the...
Yeah, that was...
I like how he sold it, like, fully on the thumbtacks. Like...
You know what's amazing? We're going to watch another match with fish later that I bet's probably better than this for another reason. But
right. Multiple fish matches. Sean's favorite food.
Now you know why I said aquatic.
Right.
Yeah. Now I get it. You guys, you pulled a great swerve on me tonight. Congratulations. You did a good job.
But it didn't give it away because he could have been referring to a match that we're going to watch later.
Very smart. Oh, right.
Now Bully's throwing fish out in the crowd.
What is that? A mackerel?
That's going to be a lawsuit.
Holy McMackerel.
Okay, I do laugh. I'm laughing at him throwing fish in the crowd. That's pretty funny.
You know, like ECW would get, like XPW would get like lawsuits from people who got burned or something.
Oh my God, he just took a bite out of the fish.
God, that's horrifying.
Why all of a sudden he just morphed into like George Animal Steel all of a sudden?
I was gonna say
someone almost just hit him with a fish from the crowd.
I was gonna say when did Bubba morph into a wild Samoan?
Curry Man is I'm not familiar with the character, but he's almost acting like a doing some Mexican stereotypes. But if you say Curry Man, I don't think of that as being like a it's an interesting gimmick, the Curry Man deal.
I think.
It's great stuff.
Johnny Devine just killed Shark Boy with a fucking kendo stick. Holy shit.
I wish he really did kill him with a freaking kendo stick.
I think on the old Art of Wrestling, like Christopher Daniels talked about the Curry Man gimmick. It's actually pretty fun. And I usually don't like dumb shit like that in wrestling, but I don't know. It always holds a soft spot in my heart.
There has been zero fun in this match whatsoever.
Are you serious?
Humorless ghoul.
No. I am not. I have another ad, thank God.
Sorry, it's not Ronnie Garvin slapping the shit out of people.
Listen, I'm not a humorless ghoul. There is nothing freaking entertaining about this. Zero.
You're wrong.
Did you miss the part where Bubba Ray got a fish hook in his mouth?
With a ding dong attached to it.
Yeah. Why does 2008 Johnny Devine look like Shane Douglas's son?
It's kind of like a Shane Douglas Jeff Hardy hybrid with the T-shirt and everything. That's what I was thinking.
He just Frenched a fish, did Bubba Ray,
and then he drops it on Curry Man's nuts. Who sells it like death?
Oh my God.
I mean, that's a bass. That's a very heavy fish. Those fish are heavy.
Right.
Now he has a
look.
Lure.
If you got a catfish, if you had a catfish, imagine if that was like a tuna.
My God,
catfish has barbs on it that could really mess you up. You got to be careful.
Oh yeah, do some damage.
You guys are so full of shit.
I'm serious about the catfish. They really
do have barbs. Catfish really do have barbs.
That's a shoot, brother.
Did you see the oar to Curry Man's nuts? And then Devon was trying to use the fishing pole. It looked like he had never held a fishing pole before in his life.
And he totally could have taken out the crowd with
it. Yes.
So Susan made a comment in the chat earlier today that a certain movie might make me quit podcasting. This match might pull the trigger on that for me. I'm being honest. This is terrible. Awful.
I'm going to be real pissed when I give this 5 stars in about 10 minutes.
Yep. If any of you give this 5 stars, I'm out. I'm gonna quit. I'm gonna drop off the call right away. I promise.
Well, if you get it -5, I'm almost definitely gonna give it 5.
Can I tell you something? Wait. Honestly, I'd rather watch Tito Santana versus Bob Orton in this bullshit.
That's wrong.
That was 45 minutes. This is 20 minutes of greatness.
I wasn't even on that show, and that's ridiculous.
I just like that we already have like threats of ratings out of spite.
No, like, I will not do ratings out of spite. I'm just being honest in how I feel about the match.
I'm a spiteful prick. I'm all for it.
I was more talking about Logan.
I actually need to look up a review of this match somewhere. What's this from?
Destination X.
Oh wait.
Yeah, Devon just killed Sharkboy with the clothesline after he did the Thez press to Bully. Oh my God. Devon just blew a spot trying to do a roll up. I don't really know what happened. Maybe he did turn into Ahmed Johnson.
Make sure you look up some like internet wrestling reviewers. They never take themselves way too seriously or anything.
No.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. I'm not even going to tell you what one of these reviewers rated this fucking match.
Was it 5 stars?
3.5.
I can see it.
I mean, that's sort of where I'm at right now, if I'm being completely honest. They keep throwing.
They are throwing fish at one another. Sean doesn't want fun in his wrestling. We're learning.
Of course, I want fun in my. Come on.
You know.
He just hit him with a fish.
You're just anti fish.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
like
fish. Bad
podcast for you to be on, so.
Sean's not an Aquaman fan.
No. Ugh. If it makes you feel any better, Sean, this pay-per-view also has a Black Reign and Relic match. So,
Relic is killer spelled backwards.
Fuck.
I didn't know that. That's crazy.
That was my favorite thing.
Bubba is selling this fish nut shot like he got his balls cut off. Oh,
yeah. Let me tell you something. You get hit in the nuts with a bass and you tell me how you feel.
Right. Those fuckers are dense.
Dense fish, I agree. It's very thick.
I do like that they're selling it like it's like Sting's baseball bat getting hit with the fish.
Let's stick with two C's.
X Factor. Jesus.
You're dealing with the X Factor.
Sean got all he ever wanted.
You'll be glad the third review I wrote of this match, Sean, they gave it a dud. So.
I'm seriously processing where I'm going with this match right now. Not to sound like I'm going to give a rating out of spite. So
processing.
I think we broke Sean tonight.
There's a comment that says Shark Boy equals TNA Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's like, all right, thanks for pointing that out.
I don't understand Shark Boy. I just don't understand.
Stomp a mud hole in that bass and walk it dry.
I will say this little sequence of false pins and all, this is decent. So I'm not. This is all right. So.
All right, Sean's up to a quarter star. Very good.
Jesus. Seeing a lot of 3 out of 5s here, Sean. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I can't believe how long this match.
Yeah, I can't believe like they should have wrapped it up about 5 minutes ago, but it's like
no, it is. Like, I'll this
match is longer than the original match Jake was gonna have us watch.
You know, some call this the Buddy Rogers Pat O'Connor of its time.
I need someone to blade from a fish shot.
Okay, all right. If someone bleeds from a fish shot, I might go 4 stars.
They pull out a paring knife from one of the boxes to debone the fish.
Oh my god, that was the worst trash can shot I've ever seen in my life. He didn't even hit him. That was terrible.
I think he lost breath like as he was.
Oh my god.
Wouldn't be TNA without a powder spot.
Well, the powder spot, like Divine couldn't even get it out.
At least it connected that time, Jake.
Right. Well, it wasn't the naturals.
He looks like one, though.
Someone in the comments said Don West would be perfect with Mara Ranallo, is what a team that would be.
That would be a hell of a
It would just be Mamma Mia.
They're just screaming at each other.
Oh, we've given a 3D here. Oh, he's blind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that. Oh, okay, that's pretty goddamn funny. He 3D'd his own partner. That's funny. All right. That was pretty. Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right. I kind of like that ending a little bit. Yeah.
Shark Boy wins, Sean. Shark Boy wins.
Well, I obviously.
Right team,
win.
Right team went over.
Look at you people that are on this pod with me. Of course, he was going to win. So
he's hot. He's spicy. He tastes great.
The Norfolk Scope has never seen a greater match.
Right. You're right.
Claire Luger's Starrcade 88 can't hold a candle to this.
You're right. That whole pay-per-view can't hold a candle to probably what this pay-per-view came from. So anyway, well, thank God that's over.
Was it better than Valiant, Sean?
No. No, anything's better than Valiant, so yes. Yes, anything's better than that.
We were about to fight.
No, anything's better than Valiant, 100%.
So. And they next time I'll pick like a colonoscopy video and show them better than Valiant.
I think a colonoscopy video would be better than Valiant, too, to be honest with you. So, All right. Well, that was something.
You're welcome, Sean.
Yeah, I didn't say thank you. I just said it was something.
I'll break the ice. I think 3 is a good rating for this one. I'll go 3. I didn't think it was like I think it was amazing, but it was fun. It was a fun match.
All right.
Oh.
Three, okay.
All right. I'll go three.
Mm-hmm. Who next?
I'll go 2.75. I enjoyed it. It was absurd. But it lasted like 5 minutes too long. Like, I didn't need all those like double team moves out of there. Just have each other beat the hell out of each other with the fish and go home from there. But yeah, 2.75.
Yeah, way too much detail on that rating. Okay, fine. Logan.
Wow. I'd probably go like 2.5. It did last a little bit too long, but I enjoyed it for the most part.
I will also go 3 on it because that was quite fun, and it's nice to have fun sometimes.
Can I ask another dumb question before I give my rating? How is this any more fun than Mordecai versus Danhausen?
Because that was awful.
Yeah, that was just bad. That wasn't even fun.
Like, did you watch that match? Did you watch that match?
Fat Mordecai dancing? That was pretty fucking funny. I don't know. That's me.
No, the best part was when
Fish pulled out this. Was pretty funny.
The ding dong attached to the reel? Like, come on.
I think the Mordecai match was more boring. Like, it had some funny spots, right. But the in-between stuff was, like, real dull and boring.
This was like, actually just a wrestling match.
There's a wide variety.
This is a nice mix of bullshit and wrestling. But
there's a wide variety between a 0.33 and a 3-star match. Like, between those two matches. I'm just saying. Fuck. Fuck. I'm going to go... I'll go 1.5.
Oh, wow.
Why, Sean? Why 1.5? Why?
Because the match was fundamentally stupid. There were some entertaining parts in it. Yes, some of the fish shot, him throwing fish out into the crowd was very funny. I thought the ending was pretty creative. So I am going to give him credit. I'll give him 1.5.
You're fundamentally stupid.
Jesus.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am. All right. Hey, maybe whenever one of you guys do another pedestal, you can put this match on there and see if we can get it to.
Oh, we can't. We've already watched it. It's too soon.
Okay. All right. Just check.
Historical significance, definitely a 5.
Bunch of dicks. All right. Let's move on.
All right. Bunch well, now it's to our next fish-based match, which is going to be. A Piranha Death Match from August 1996. I'm not sure exactly what promotion, but it is from Mitsuhiro Matsunaga and Kendo Nagasaki, and it is a Piranha Death Match. Not really sure exactly what that entails, but we're going to find out. I assume there's going to be piranhas. I don't know if you have to get bit by piranhas to lose, or they're just there. In case you want to use them, but we're going to find out. So if everyone's ready.
By the way, I like that this match is 5 minutes and the last one was 21 minutes. Wonderful. It's wonderful. You know? Okay.
Fish matches come in all shapes and sizes, Sean. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Are we ready? Good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Piranha.
I believe it's Big Japan Wrestling is the company that it's from.
Oh, it's legit piranhas in there. Okay.
Those are piranhas, legit, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a tank of piranhas in the middle
is
of the
ring. Is it Shocker?
Logan is correct. It is Big Japan Wrestling. By the way, I never knew this. For those of you that watch 90s WCW, Nagasaki is the Dragon Master. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Mm. Oh. I mean, you guys know who the Dragon Master is, right?
Yeah, with Buzz Sawyer and Terry Funk.
Yeah, so, yeah, I had no idea that's who Nagasaki was.
Oh, my God. What a jump forward.
Cut some shit?
Oh, God.
I'm okay with the jumping forward if they're just going to wrestle around the
tank of piranhas. Who's the Japanese Shocker? That's the other one. That's not the Dragon Master, right?
That's the other guy.
Mitsuhiro
Matsunaga.
Okay.
Andy Douglas. Which one is Douglas?
Chase Stevens is the blonde one.
Oh.
Oh, that was a nice fucking kick. Jesus.
Oh. He should have a piranha wrapped around his foot.
All right. If you're playing to get attacked by piranhas, I mean, you might as well lay the kicks in.
Gotta get my shit in, pal.
Good lord.
I like that it's a piranha. Ooh.
Oh my
piranha
God.
Fish tank. That water does not look nice.
No,
that water looks like it came out of
it. It looks like a million people took a piss in it. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
It looks like Ben.
Pretty much what the water looks like in the bio.
It looks like Ben's beer.
Yeah, it looks like Ben British beer.
I like that it's a piranha match, and then the only other thing they have is like a random board with barbed wire.
Oh, shit.
He dunked him for a second.
This is just like, I feel like he's giving him a swirling in the piranha tank.
Yeah, is this like the waterboarding they do at Guantanamo? Like, what's up?
I don't believe that is piranhas involved.
No, I don't think
so. That's how they win. They just dump them in the water. They have to get them in the tank, I guess.
Or that
they
have would to get
yes. Yeah.
Fully submerge their head, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. The winner would be the wrestler who was able to hold their opponent in the tank for 10 seconds. That's how you win.
This guy's bleeding, and there's blood in there.
Holy shit. Oh. There's blood. Oh, what are we doing?
I'm not sure when the blood happened, but.
Well, there was a barbed wire plank in one of the corners, so I think maybe he ran into that.
Good waste Lord. No time.
I love that there's real piranhas in the tank. This is amazing. This is the exact opposite of the last match for me.
It'd be awesome if, like, the first 8 minutes they did, like, some fucking chain wrestling.
Oh, my God. They're actually moving around. That's pretty terrifying.
That's great.
Like work ahead scissors for 8 minutes and then go to the piranhas.
I like it's a 5-minute match and literally 4.5 of it is just trying to get someone head in the tank.
I do think this has to be cut.
Oh, they keep cutting. Yeah, they keep cutting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's
gonna be hard to rate. I mean, we don't know what's going on between that. I mean, they could be doing Panama Sunrise or something.
What is the historical value of this?
Oh my goodness.
I kinda like that they're skipping ahead because they're giving us the suspenseful moments and cutting out all the bullshit. I'm down for this.
Right.
Oh, that was great.
Oh,
he's just throwing them at him.
He threw water at him.
I think he got one of the fish out and threw it at him. Good lord. Oh,
and then we cut to a power bomb out of nowhere. Yeah,
that dude is cut to shit.
I feel like we've
power bombing in here. The tank. Oh. Nasty.
Oh, power driver.
Jesus.
He's dead.
Good lord.
Now let him die.
Oh my god.
It's like in y'all seen Road Trip, right? Where the guy's
he's fully in. Holy shit, look at him all like swoon. Look at him.
He's kidding. Oh, they're gonna bite him on the peen.
Oh!
He's getting hit.
What a dick move.
That's great.
Oh my god, young boys are running in.
He's getting hit.
Things have completely broken down.
Oh my god, I wish we had this whole match to watch. That was amazing.
I think it said the full match went 1839 on the bottom.
Holy god
damn it. I have to go back and watch the whole match.
Sorry guys, I didn't know.
Alright, no, it's all good.
We saw the best parts.
We saw enough.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh shit. Look at his chest.
Oh my god. So he's in a fucking tank of piranhas. Good lord.
Was that
Naito that just set him on the ground?
What do they put him on, like a futon and pull him out of here?
God, he is a freaking mess.
Good lord.
Wow.
He just got ate by fucking piranhas. That's why.
That was amazing.
I don't know how to rate that.
So someone
that fish match better than the previous fish match, according to Sean Kidd.
That 5 minutes was way more entertaining than the 20 minutes I just watched prior to it.
Tough one to rate because we didn't get the full effect, but it's hard to not, when he throws the board on top, when he throws the guy in and puts the plywood on top to trap him in the piranha tank, and then everybody storms the ring, and then one random guy throws a chair at his head to get him off the board. It's just, I mean, it doesn't get much. That might be, that might be like 4 stars right there. I have a feeling, I'm going to infer that probably in between the big piranha spots, there might have been a lot of boring shit. So maybe I'll hypothetically dock it for that. I don't know. I'll go 2.5 for lack of footage. So I'm just going to go 2.5, even though the ending was fun. We may have to revisit this one, guys.
That sounds good for me, 2.5, yeah. Just because.
I would love to revisit the whole match one day. Absolutely, Jake. So go ahead, Matt.
And that power driver, too, is yes. Fucking goddamn.
I feel like that's a good point you just made, because it seemed like there wasn't a lot of other weapons inside the ring. So it seems to me like there's a reason why they probably chopped it down to 5 minutes. But look, it's a 5 minute clipping of a 20 minute match, so it's tough to rate, but I'll go 2.5 on it, too. What the hell?
Yep. I will also go 2.5 because I think that's a fair rating based on the footage we got. I would love to watch the whole match to see what it really is, but I think 2.5 is fair.
I'll go 2.5 as well. Okay. Just for the same reasons all, and I don't want to run out of my allotted time before Sean plays me off like the Oscars.
Logan?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll go 2.5 too. It was
all
fun.
Right.
I would like to see the rest of it, though, for sure.
I might just go back and watch it just because. So, all right.
Apologies.
Jake, good pick on that one. That was good.
Yeah, too. Sorry I couldn't find. I guess I didn't know how long it was supposed to be, but yeah, I do think we got the highlights, though. I feel like they gave us the key points. All right, so we'll head to our next one. Our next one is going to be a little more contemporary match. It is going to be the Briscoes versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Okada from, I believe this is ROH's, I'm trying to remember the name of the pay-per-view, War of the Worlds, maybe? Is that
it? Yep, 2015.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yes, so we'll be watching that. I have a feel like this may be the most traditional wrestling match we've seen thus far. Which is not hard to do. Right. Yeah. We've only watched fish-based
aquatic-based matches.
So, all right. But if you guys have it ready to go, we'll fire it up.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
I would like to think for this first two matches, Jake just typed in aquatic-based wrestling matches. So.
The Piranha one is one that I've kind of had on my short list since we started the pod, because I never really watched it, but I knew it existed just from looking at, like, you know, lists of weirdest matches and stuff. Mm. So I always wanted to watch that.
None of these men are holding fish. -5 stars. Mm.
Right. I mean, I'm sure the Briscoes smell like fish. So
yeah, that's true.
So good question for me. How do you all feel about the Briscoes as a team? I know they're very, like, decorated or whatever, for whatever reason. Like, how do you actually feel about them as a team overall?
So, I've sort of watched Ring of Honor, probably not as much as the rest of you guys, but they have a promo when they're going against the World's Greatest Tag Team. It's called, like, their Day One promo, if you guys can go out of their way. Like, it's an awesome promo, and I always thought they would be bigger, but I guess, you know, they, I guess, have issues or something. That's why they never been, like, went to WWE or Impact, or, you know, even now with Ring of Honor basically done. I know they're in GCW where they were the champs, but now they're free agents. I'm surprised AEW hasn't picked them up, or Impact or something.
Well, I believe they're the Ring of Honor tag team champions right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's not a thing.
It. How dare you?
I think they just got inducted into the Ring of Honor Hall of Fame or something, right?
I love how there's a Hall of Fame.
That definitely real thing. That definitely real thing.
The Bingo Hall of Fame.
Kind of like the Impact Hall of Fame. It really doesn't mean a shit. Yeah. So, yeah.
How dare you?
Well, Shark I'm, Boy, number one inductee.
The house that Double J built.
I can't wait for Ring of Honor's big return in Dallas, and they've only announced one fucking match. So,
well, yeah. Look,
it's really the only match that matters.
They don't know who's
it's really the only match they're gonna have, right? Yeah, that's right.
They don't know who's gonna be there.
It's a one match card, so
yeah, it's gonna be a 2-hour Broadway, just like
that's how we can go to the Ring of Honor show and the Impact show.
Yeah, it'll just be
the
just
Ring of Honor show. It's gonna be one match.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a lot of Briscoes. I haven't seen a ton of Ring of Honor, honestly. It's one of those.
I've watched a lot of Ring of Honor, but honestly, I can never really get a feel for how I feel about the Briscoes. I just don't. Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was weird when they put the world title on whichever one. I don't know. They're like the Usos.
They're a better,
I can't tell
they're a better team than they are solo, for sure.
They are very different looking.
Yeah, they don't look like this anymore.
Well, didn't they feud against each other for a time or have matches
like
against
seven
each
times
other?
Like yeah. seven times. Yeah. It seems like every couple of years they run it back with the two of
when
them.
When they started a Ring of Honor, I think they did.
Yeah.
So are they related to Jack and Jerry? Is that what's going on here?
Wait a minute. When did Shinsuke go to NXT?
2015?
Like a year after 20, this.
2016.
Was that the year of the match you guys just did on Pedestal? 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was a year after this.
Right.
Okay. And Okada, has he already been the champion over Japan 100 million times at this point, or just
I think he might have been champion. It was either him or AJ, I think, at this point.
I think it's me. I think it's so the other matches on this card, AJ takes on Adam Cole. Mm-hmm. Is one of the matches. I bet that probably I haven't seen this pay-per-view. I assume
Little Knock is making his way out of those pants.
There's something going on there. A Red Dragon defeated Tanahashi and Jushin Thunder Liger.
Ooh, I bet you that match was awesome.
Naito versus Michael Elgin. Jesus, there's a name you don't hear very often anymore. Elgin. The Young Bucks defeated the Addiction of Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Lethal. I don't remember this guy. Jay Lethal defeated Takai Watanabe. I don't know who that is.
That's Evil. Before he was evil.
Yeah. Roderick Strong defeated Kushida.
That match is awesome. I remember that one.
And yeah, so on Cage Match, that match got 8.73 out of 10. And Gato versus Delirious.
They all can't be winners.
Yeah. So the only matches that got ratings on Cage Match for this were Strong and Kushida and AJ versus Cole, which got 8.4 out of 10. So.
It looks like this was when I just saw the commentary people. It looks like this was when Kevin Kelly and Steve Corino were the commentators.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I see KK in the back for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they were commentators for a while.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a nice little diving drop kick. That was nice. I want to see if Nakamura disappoints me in a match like he's done for his incredible WWE run. He's done it the whole time he's been there. I want to see if this match holds up to that, too.
There's only
one good Nakamura match in WWE, and that's the one against Sammy. The rest of them, I can't remember. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we discussed on the Pedestal podcast. So check that out, everyone.
Oh, what a shell.
Pedestal.
That was a nice drop kick to the outside right there. They started off slow, but it's picking up.
Yeah, they're kind of feeling out, you know, 20-minute match.
Look at the photographer in the jorts. This is fucking 2015. Come on, bro.
It's a big ass. Oh, Becky in the crowd.
That was nice.
Who did you see?
On my peanuts.
I feel like, I don't know if no one heard me earlier, but I asked if these Briscoes are related to Jerry and Jack Briscoe. Are they from the same lineage?
That would be a negative, Ghost Rider.
That is a no.
That is a no.
Yeah, I know.
Although that is the Briscoes of my time, to be honest.
Good Lord. They're actually related to Lenny Briscoe from Law and Order.
They look like they would be the workers in the body shop. Rather than owning it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Actually, Nakamura just totally screwed
whiffed
up the beat drop. Yeah,
he
totally
whiffed on
that.
Mm-hmm. Totally whiffed.
That probably hurt a whole lot more than going like 6 feet to the ground. That's why he takes it off in WWE. He just doesn't do any of those.
Okada's like, why am I in a ring with these three motherfuckers? I am Japan royalty.
Yeah, I have to say, when we went to that, I know we say this every time I watch a Ring of Honor match, but when we went to that New Japan Ring of Honor show at MSG, I remember, like, Okada, he just seemed like he just had that kind of it factor. Like, he just felt like a big deal.
Jake, you were at that show?
Yes, I was.
How the fuck
was I?
y'all, I don't think.
No, I didn't know. I didn't even know Jake was there.
Yeah, I was, we had a crew. It was like me and, me, Allentown, and Stacy. Quite a trio.
You guys should have told me you were there. I could have got you in the suite. Well, I didn't know you guys at that point either. So, but I didn't know JT or any of them in there.
Yeah, they might have said, I don't know you.
Yeah, I didn't know him, but I would have let we had room up there. I wish I had known you were there.
Sean would have been like, you're cool, you're cool. You're staying outside, Jake. Sorry.
No. Nah, Jake's one of my favorite people. He knows that.
No hard feelings, yep. Sean.
He might have crop dusted you, and you never would have trusted him again.
I look at Jake's crop dusting as a sign of affection almost. So.
Right.
That's, hey.
I'm still struggling to see how Schiff does not know that Briscoe's apart. They look very different.
Yeah, they don't look anything like each other.
You know how you guys don't know like the naturals, like because you don't care to learn their names. That's how.
No, but that's more of like a wanting to not know which one is which. That this is
That's not about me wanting to know which one is which. It's about me not giving two fucks about that team whatsoever.
Well, that's what I mean.
It's a great point.
Well, that's me saying like I don't care about these guys as solo acts. I just care about them as a team.
Gotcha.
Although I ain't gonna lie, the last two natural matches I've watched on the way to the next Impact episode, I enjoyed. So I'm not gonna lie.
They were doing it in honor of their
Oh
their
God,
coach.
You're getting soft, Sean. My goodness.
So you didn't have a massive.
I didn't. I didn't hate him like I normally did. I guess. Listen, for me, I guess all it took was somebody for diet for them to get a little pep in their step. That's how.
Well,
I
it's their face turn that they're having right now. So.
Don't get excited. I just said I didn't mind him as much as I usually do. Let's not get carried away here. It's more important to me that Conan is getting some shine right now.
This match isn't that good.
No, it's a little disappointing.
I'm waiting for this. I need to know Kata hot tag, and that'll pick it up.
Goddamn Nakamura. Can't fucking get anything right.
Nakamura's looking pretty pudgy here, too. He's kind of out of shape.
Well,
his
dick is a little pudgy for sure in this.
And his leather pants, his Motley Crue pants.
Well, look.
But I'm gonna go Big Dave and give this a star for every Rainmaker that Okada gives. One star, two stars, three stars.
That's good logic.
Hey, so we could pimp the Daily No-So pods, Logan. What was the comment you made about Steamboat that you made today?
Well, Steamboat had a slight protrusion from the back of his white tight, and he was prairie dogging a little bit. And if anybody doesn't know what prairie dogging is, it's like when turd is like hanging out, but hadn't quite broken off yet, or you like are trying to stop the poop from coming out. You don't want it to come out. It's just
I will
like
never watch WrestleMania 1 ever the same after that one today. Ever. Yeah. And I actually
it was WrestleMania 1, but he had a WrestleMania 2 coming out.
That was a very good
WrestleMania
one.
WrestleMania deuce in his pants.
That was a fun one to listen to.
Someone in the comments, but I miss when Nakamura could be himself, frowny face.
So you mean him? Being
what a mark!
So him being overrated is not being himself.
I don't even get what that means. Like,
no.
What
is that? Oh.
Because I'm sure freaking the ROH bookers were like, hey, I need you to wrestle the ROH style. I think you need to hold back.
Right. All right, this is, all right, so now that's some good shit right there.
That was a nice boot from Okada. I'm back.
I told you. Either way, for Okada to get tagged in.
So did Nakamura and AJ have a banger over in, they had a good one over in there, didn't they?
Yeah. That was Nock's last match, I think.
Correct. When AJ.
When
he joined the Bullet Club and turned heel, was that one? Yeah.
I think it was AJ's last match, too.
I think I thought about picking that, but it didn't seem, like, random enough. I've never seen it, but it seemed kind of well-known. So I tend to try and go obscure-ish on these, obviously.
Like the Piranha Death Match.
I mean, Ring of Honor's pretty obscure now. That's a great point.
It was hot back then, though, man.
Yeah, this was when it was still pretty hot.
Listen, Ring of Honor took the turn for the worst when Bucks and Cody and all them left. That's when it went south.
Yep. Yeah, they never recovered from
that. Well, they also like built the promotion around them, knowing that they might leave at any time. So that's really
they
built, on them.
Well, and then they had Matt Taven become their champion. So
yeah, was their
charismatic vacuum, Matt Taven.
Yep.
Yeah, was their own fault.
Yep. Yeah, that MSG show they did was a little disappointing. It wasn't a great show. So
Matt Taven has been really good in TNA so far, though. I won't lie.
Who?
Taven. He's been pretty good in that little TNA group that they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Actually, him and I know not many people watch it, but him and Bennett are in a tag team over in NWA, too. I think are actually going to be in a Crockett Cup. So
okay.
Yep.
Yeah, me and Jake and Lewis get to go see the Honor No More take on the team impact of Eddie Edwards, Rich Swann, Willie Mack, and Heath and Rhino, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but no Jordan Grace, no Josh Alexander.
No, Josh Alexander was in there. I think.
Oh, Rhino's, yeah, that's right. Another. Just no Jordan. You don't have Jordan on.
We should get Rodney Mack. He lives around here. He's not far from here.
Rodney Mack's in the NWA now.
Yeah, he works in the really? Around here.
He really is, wow. Yes.
What about Craig Mack? He's probably not busy.
Return of the Mack.
So, guys, from a Crockett Cup standpoint,
Alex Mack.
Here's a great TNA team for you that's in the Crockett Cup, Logan. Strictly the Aldis and Williams, the British Invasion. Okay, they're in Crockett Cup.
Oh,
too,
Jesus.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Isn't Doug Williams like 100?
Oh, dude, let me tell you something. I know some people shit on the NWA, but he had a match with.
I mean, when Trevor Murdoch is your champ going against.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but no, yeah. Williams was on the last pay per view. I'm trying to remember who he took on. Oh, he took on Colby Carino, of all people, and the match was really fucking good. Yeah, it was really good.
So I believe Doug Williams led the Washington football team to a Super Bowl championship.
Yes. Hey, we're the Commanders now.
First black quarterback to win the Super Bowl.
I even
Bowl.
Know the year, Jake. Wasn't that 1987?
Yes.
Yeah, Schiff would know better
than me. That was back when I watched football, by the way. So
we're now the
and
Commanders.
He also, Jake. He is from Louisiana. Yeah, the Commanders. He led the Commanders.
The Commies.
Could obviously tell we are very into this match.
I really not. Like if I'm waxing 1987 football knowledge, you know we have a problem.
Right.
Sean's gonna start doing the fucking Nikki shuffle over there. Christ.
The Piranha match was so quick we didn't get to talk skanoodling. So skanoodling is
thank you.
It's when you I think it's like you go into like it's like a creek or something, and you stick your hand down like a mud hole to try and pull a fish out. I think a catfish usually.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's. Catfish, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you stick your penis in the mud hole.
Well, look.
Yes, you could.
Everybody does it differently, I guess.
Well, no, see, you stick your foot in the mud hole and you walk it dry.
Oh.
So have you ever been spinoodling, Jake?
No.
Or Logan?
I've never been skanoodling. I can't say.
But I think it is. I think it is like a Mississippi thing mostly.
Yeah, we're kind of white trash. We do stuff like that. So
I was gonna say, okay, like you have TV down there. Just do that. Just watch TV. You don't have to skanoodle.
See, if you want to fit.
In Alabama, the people skanoodle with their sisters.
Hey.
Oh, they do that in Mississippi too. Don't worry.
Do they pull a catfish out?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Well, that's where you were keeping that.
Guys involved.
I think that was Robert Plant, the one who did that with the fish. Are you familiar with that? Right.
No, I thought we lost Sean.
Sean, that seems like a story you would be familiar with. Have you heard of that? It's like an urban legend thing about Led Zeppelin and the ladies on the plane, and they allegedly used, aquatic creatures in some heinous
is that
sex
like
acts.
The, is that like the Richard Gere hamster kind of deal? Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like this is similar. More similar, but I feel like this one maybe has a little more credibility. Like maybe I totally confirmed, but
yeah. Oh, no. Ooh, I like that. Oh,
what a spine buster. Okay. By the
I love Okada gets in and the match immediately gets better. We need more Okada in this match. I envision the fish, like the fish stuff, sexual fish stuff. That seems really, I mean, not that a hamster's any better, but it's.
Okay, I looked it up. Yeah, that's what it was. It was Led Zeppelin. It was supposedly a mud shark, specifically.
And what did they do with said mud shark?
It's never been like. Together. Yeah, like it's never been. I've never heard specifically, but they just did something. With a groupie and a mud shark. I've never heard the details of what it would be. I know, I used to be on all those like
shows.
Like all those VH1 like things. They're like craziest rock legends or whatever. Yeah. You know?
And you've all mud heard sharks, a story about
like something Goldie would drop in the toilet.
You've all heard
that bit of you, babe.
Mud shark.
You've all heard the Jimmy Valiant table story, right?
Yeah.
Probably the best five-star match of his career.
And wasn't the thing where Robert Gibson stayed, but Ricky threw up?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the need.
So that's how he only saw it out of one of his eyes, though.
Jimmy, I mean, Valiant. Gross.
He had COVID eye before it was cool.
Yeah, that's how he gets COVID eye.
Oh!
He's patient zero with the COVID eye.
That drop kick out of the ring with Savage and that freaking forearm. Holy shit.
The Razor kind of screwed around for 50.
Pretty sweet.
They screwed around for 15 minutes and now.
Just fast forwarded the last 5 minutes. Oh, look at you. Well.
Yep, are they going for the Doomsday device?
Death Valley Driver. Ooh. Frog Splash Elbow.
Froggy Bow.
That's called the Froggy Bow.
Oh, that was close. I mean, there's no way Okada's going to lose this match, is there? I mean,
no way.
There's just no way. Yeah, there's no fucking way.
No.
I mean, this is the company that put the title on Matt Taven, so nothing's out of the equation.
That is true.
I feel like New Japan wouldn't let Okada loose. Ever. At one of these shows. In front of 1,000 people at the ECW arena.
Well, he almost dropped Okada on his head.
Japan won the majority of these matches on the pay-per-view.
Right, so, yeah.
Except for the Red Dragon match. And I think AJ was part of New Japan at this point, too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. This match definitely picked up. War of the Worlds 2015. It definitely picked up in the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Very, very house show type of match.
It really is.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't have the sound on, but the crowd doesn't look particularly like they're like golf clapping.
Rainmaker,
1 star.
Oh, it only took one Rainmaker to take him out. Normally, he does like 100 and a.
Well, I mean, it was Mark Briscoe.
He's usually fighting Kenny Omega too, and Kenny Omega's fucking indestructible, apparently.
It's not like it was Jay Briscoe, it was Mark Briscoe. So, one's all you need.
That was the jobber Briscoe.
That was a very sudden ending.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super behind. I haven't even seen
it. Oh, really? Oh, well, I'm sorry, Logan.
Yeah, I'm just about to see it myself.
Yeah, same. Yep, just got to the finish. Oh.
Yep, here we go.
Rainmaker!
Kind of annoying though, because all these Ring of Honor ads are popping up.
Yeah, it's like the latest on Ring of Honor women. That's a thing. I mean, I didn't know that. So
the latest on Ring of Honor. Nope, we're still on hiatus. That's the latest.
The latest. Come to our return in Dallas with our one match card. That's the latest.
Just gonna be Gresham and Bandido until one of them gets COVID and they can't wrestle.
Hey, the one good thing about current Ring of Honor, the greatest women's wrestler in the world is their champion right now. So that's that counts for something.
Jordynne Grace?
No, Deonna Purrazzo.
Charlotte Flair?
No, Deonna Purrazzo.
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, fuck off. No.
Mae Young.
All right.
Donna Christian.
Are you guys done with that match?
I was thinking of Betty White.
I was done.
That'll happen.
I was done with that match like 5 minutes in.
All right, I will give it a I'm going to give it a gentleman's two. That's what I'm giving it. So, who wants to?
I'm going to give it a one because it was only one Rainmaker. That match sucked.
Listen, motherfucker. How are you giving that match a one and you go freaking 2.75 on the first?
There we go.
You guys are freaking crazy.
Not enough fish.
Jesus Christ. All right, so Scott, I'm putting you down for two.
Okay. That's what I really got. All
right. Logan?
Like, don't push you around, Scott. Tell me.
One is insane. That finish was hot, so I'm going to give it three.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I sure I'll am.
All right.
Matt? He's going to put you down for two.
I'll put it down for three.
I'll go 2.75.
Yeah, right. I'm with Matt. 2.75. To me, it wasn't quite three. Like, too much kind of meandering.
I don't know.
All right. Not enough fish. I will go
2.5. Not enough poissons.
Right. I'll go 2.5 on it.
Didn't you're right. Catfish.
No, the ending was good, and the last 5 minutes were really good, so I'll go 2.5.
I just wasn't feeling it. So maybe Scott, have something to watch by myself.
Scott, legit, you want me to go back to one? Because I can't force the score on
you. No, I'll do 1 3/4.
All right, that's fair.
Snopes has the Led Zeppelin Mudshark story as a mixture. So they cannot completely debunk it, but they also believe there is some truth to it. So,
get your it wasn't a mud shark; it was actually a carp.
Right. Holy carp!
Right. Holy right. carp! What a so great match!
Our last match, as I get it loaded up, I'll kind of set us up. Even in the title on YouTube, some lofty expectations here. It actually has 5 stars in the title. It's Rey Mysterio versus Psicosis from September 22nd, 1995 in AAA. And it just says Rey Mysterio versus Psicosis in parentheses 5-star.
Triple A.
We'll be the judge of 5-star matches on this podcast. And if I think it's 5 stars and you guys don't, I'm just going to mark you down for 5 stars.
We are the authority.
Sean Analytics is corrupt. Fudging the numbers. All right, but if you guys, this one's got a little time to it, so.
A little time. The first match we watched was 21 minutes.
This is 26 minutes, motherfucker. Calm down.
I know, but like Jake saying like, oh, this is a little time. It's like all these besides that. Piranha match.
I like that.
It's Diana Piranha.
Like your brain's best woman, man, Scott.
Wow.
Diana Piranha.
Wow.
Best woman's wrestler in the world. Diana Piranha.
Diana Piranha.
Diana Piranha.
Diana Piranha. I see what you did there. This pod.
Oh, really?
This pod has officially jumped the shark.
Jesus hey. Christ.
All right.
Hey.
Hey, yo. All right, so let's head down to AAA in 1995 in 3, 2, 1. Look at the advertisements.
You know, it's nice that the same company that tows my car if it breaks down also runs wrestling. It's great.
Psicosis is the Intercontinental Champion?
No, he is the WWA World Heavyweight Welterweight Title Champion. That is what he
now,
is.
Sean, just to make it clear
that
before
was,
we get too far on this, this is not
ahead,
in Cuba. Not in Cuba.
No, this is not in Cuba. This is in.
What? Wait, time out. What's the white? No, what's the white Power Ranger doing in this match?
That's a great question.
This is in Tijuana, Baja, California.
Oh.
No, that's the white Power Ranger is with Rey Mysterio right now.
Who is that?
It might be Tommy.
It's Max Mega.
Tommy.
It's Amy Jo Johnson.
Wait, did you say okay, was that a joke or are you serious, Logan? Because I can't figure out what you're doing there.
No, it's Max Mega. It's Max Minnie's older brother.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, because I can totally believe it. I can totally believe it based on the outfit.
We got him again, guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not like because what was it on TNA? We had what was it? I can't remember the pirate guy's name.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Apparently,
oh,
yeah. Because I remember Chad was like, "Well, there's a one that's not a little person too," and I was like, "Oh, there's two. What was it? El? I don't want to say the wrong like
wasn't
El Perito
like,
or something.
El Pirate. Was it like El Porco?
Yeah. El Porco. Yeah. No, Sean, that's a new menu item at Taco Bell. Coming in the spring. El Porco.
How bad are the chicken wings?
That's my favorite Weezer song.
El Porco.
I don't El talk Porco. Shop. I do not talk shop on podcasts. You know my rule.
Oh, come on.
So, don't pull a Grooney.
I won't. I'm just playing.
Porco.
I mean... The description fits, didn't it? I mean, just saying.
Ooh, we're going to have to do my favorite thing is when we have...
Thank you, so please.
We know our outro song.
Okay, so we have not had a match tonight. Mm-hmm. We have not had a match tonight above a 2.55 at this point, so...
Clearly anti-fish bias. working its way in, permeating the podcast.
The fish patches don't deliver.
The big fish market.
Because of Shiflet's 1.75 on that last match. What a mark.
Yeah.
Okay. As this match gets warmed up, they're kind of feeling each other out. My favorite thing on these is when you get comments in another language and you get to translate them and then it gets all screwed up. Undoubtedly, in those times, they fought with great respect and without cheating. The techniques and skills of each fighter were seen. That, if they were fights.
In those times, like 1995, in those times, I mean, it makes it sound like it's from like 1930 or something.
Back in these times, 1930, during the law.
Is Gordon Solie doing commentary on this match?
He could be. I don't know what to call this shit. It's a bunch of business going on.
That's what I was waiting for. That's what I was looking for.
Man, Rey Mysterio is looking pretty dark in this match. He must have been having a pretty good tanning times.
He's definitely off the not on the juice yet. Oh.
Damn, man.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. This is... Oh, yeah. 90s Rey is like Little Rey.
Yeah.
A lot of flippity-floppity shit going on here.
Yeah, something tells me this isn't going to be a Sean kind of match.
Yeah, Sean's gonna
I love the early cruiserweight matches in WCW. Trust me, I was a big fan.
Arcosis keeps bailing out of frustration.
Like
with Max Mega.
I love Mysterio, so yeah, I don't mind these kind of matches.
Psychosis cornered by Santos Escobar.
Wow, before the commentators did narrate the fights well. I don't know why in recent years they no longer narrate this way.
Narrate.
Yeah. So what does that even mean?
I think it's like the commentary doesn't mean anything. Good. The commentary is no longer good, but the translation screwed it up to where it says in commentary, it says narration.
Some actual limb work happening right now.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of limb work he's doing.
This ring is something.
Yeah,
it's very distracting.
It is.
I kind of dig it.
I
kind of like how busy it is.
It reminds me of like tobacco packaging or something.
I was just thinking that. Looks like a giant fucking cigarette ad, like Lucky Strike or something.
Yeah. Oh, they have Pepsi there though. Rito
Pepsi. We have a beer that we distribute called T-. It's Yellow Hammer, I think, is the brewery that makes it. But it kind of looks like that. The can kind of looks like the Met.
Mm. It does look like kind of like a beer can label, too.
Mm-hmm.
Feels very, like, this whole mystique feels very 80s to me. Very 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe even 70s.
Yeah, it looks like some of those cans that we have to watch for Croc and Roll.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't know what a Hurricane Rana was in the 80s, Sean. Don't kid yourself.
You're right, it was a Frankensteiner.
Mike Tenay did, goddammit.
I don't know what they're doing here.
What?
Mike Tenay's known what a Hurricane Rana was since 1962 or something.
That's a nice little
69, Sean.
Yeah, that's
a little nice 69 maneuver there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always liked Psychosis like attire. It was pretty cool with like the mask and everything.
Psychosis was basically a jobber in WCW. Like he's this big star in Mexico, but he always jobbed out really when he was in WCW.
I think it's because he was like a good base for like Juventud and Rey.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly why.
Now, didn't these guys have, like, I'm looking at a cage match. These guys have 100 million matches. But didn't they also have a couple classics in ECW at some point?
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're very good.
November to remember, 95.
Yeah, I think that's how they got signed by WCW.
Mm-hmm.
That run there with, like, Eddie and Malenko and then him, and then them two were really good.
Did Mysterio ever take on Too Cold Scorpio in ECW? That's what I really want to see.
That's a good question. I don't think so.
Matt's the new. He's on the fucking ECW pot. He's on the ECW
not
pot.
Unless they watched it before I started on that show, but I don't think so.
Seems like a mistake. Mr.
Scorpio. Matt,
what was that? There, we are in August as of right now.
Okay.
going into September.
Gotcha.
Too Cold Scorpio, one of the greatest promo videos of all time.
Too Cold Scorpio.
Too cold.
Jake's been doing it for the last like 2 minutes in the background.
I know.
I was doing it like background while y'all speaking, like it was background music.
I know, that's what made me start singing it, because I was like, I got to join in.
There is a great video.
I will tell you right now, this match is not 5 stars so far. So the advertising is false.
I'm thinking this mat work. It's a good struggle.
No, it's just not 5 stars. It's just, you know what it is? It's different from what I would have expected from these two.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more high flying.
Yeah. Well, give them
some
time.
Is okay. Yeah.
20-some minute match, I mean.
I was like, we got 18 minutes left, guys. Let it.
Right, yeah, let them warm up.
Well, I mean,
you know what? Here's
it'll
the thing.
It'll be 5 stars for me if the Power Ranger pulls out his flute and like.
Oh,
Mysterio just killed himself.
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
Thanks.
You know, here's the problem on this podcast for me. Like, every fucking one we've watched some kind of banger Japanese match where they just killed each other for 25 minutes. So I got to get used to the slow build again.
Ooh. Yeah, Psychosis killed himself going into the corner.
Not everybody's
right there.
Stan Hansen there, Sean.
No, I know.
These are some thin-looking ropes.
Yeah.
I like how Ray went and attacked the leg after, like, Psychosis hurt it. Yeah, so that's pretty smart.
Some of this limb work is very interesting. I did not expect this at all.
I told you the mat work has been good.
Yeah, it has.
Just because
all you wanted.
Oh, he just tapped.
Is it best of three?
It's 2 out of 3. So. Yeah, he just tapped.
You are dead on though, Chef. That is just completely the White Power Ranger. It's like not even like, oh, it kind of looks like it is the White Power Ranger 100%.
I have never seen Mysterio win a match by submission. Have you ever?
No.
Never.
Shocked
by
that. Wow. I didn't know he knew how to do them.
No, you know what? That's kind of cool to see that for me.
Rey Mysterio is cornered by giant mask.
Let's replay him falling. Boom.
Then Psychosis like trying to catch him with his fucking head.
I like the replay that they show is his botch. What is that? Right. Oh, this submission. That's pretty cool.
I guess they're probably trying to play it up like, you know, you made a mistake, and I guess it didn't cost. That was a sick submission hold, though.
Yeah, that is outstanding. Holy shit!
He's like, I give up, motherfucker. That me out.
He went to WCW. He's like, I got some really cool submission. Like, nah, I don't use that shit. Right.
Who's Wolverine over there in the corner? The Wolverine mask.
Santos Escobar. I already told you.
Okay.
I don't
listen to you sometimes, Logan, in case you haven't figured that out.
That's just mean.
I'm gonna send a picture of the White Power Ranger just so everyone, if you weren't a viewer of Power Rangers, you'll get
Segunda Cada.
Ray's still working the leg right here.
Oh my.
I'm digging it. Who was that? Was that you, Logan?
Yes, that was me.
You burp, I'll chew peanuts.
Oh, please don't chew in the pod. That's my pet peeve.
He ripped a burp. He's like, oh, I'm gonna be chewing.
You know what my pet peeve was? My pet peeve was that fucking word in Wordle this morning. That's my pet peeve.
Oh, God, yes. That was horrifying.
Terrible word.
I almost felt like it voiced.
Yes,
I think I cheated because once I saw Logan say that it made him cringe, I knew exactly what it was. Like, it instantly went into my mind.
Did you get it in one or two, Jake?
One.
I knew
exactly what it was.
Yeah, that word makes me cringe too. Man, this is totally not a match I expected out of these two.
You're four right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Power Ranger. Power Ranger packing some meat in that picture.
Did Sousa die?
Yes.
It's like, ah, like these high flyer motherfuckers are doing submissions.
He's had enough.
Mm-hmm. Actually, y'all said whatever, but it does say cigarros on the thing, so it might actually be like a cigarette ad.
Ooh.
That would also make sense. Oh, my God.
Got Mysterio wrapped up like a pretzel, and somehow the ref is counting a pin. I'm not quite sure for who.
I don't really understand why they never showed Mysterio doing some of this shit in the U.S. ever. Like, I've never seen him do any of this kind of work. I'm definitely. Are you okay? What the fuck are you doing?
The hell
Logan's
was that?
Logan's moving next to go.
I was having a stroke.
So,
this boyaka, match, boyaka.
No, this I was match, singing. I was singing the Mexico theme song.
Oh, this match would have been better in Cuba.
You would have been better in Cuba.
God.
That's very harsh. I don't know what it means, but it was very harsh.
Yeah, Logan and I are being very mean to each other tonight. You know why? Because I know that Shark Boy bullshit was his doing. So
it was not, I swear to God.
So you're the one that always praises Shark Boy all the time, so everybody else drink the fucking Kool-Aid. And now I had to watch a goddamn Shark Boy match tonight.
I like that he's accusing you of being like the
the mastermind.
He's like, what if David, I told you? What if like, I told you that I was the one who picked the match?
No, he's like the David Koresh.
Okay, fine.
That's what I was trying to figure
out. David Koresh is Shark Boy.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio just gave up.
Wow,
1-1,
two submissions.
By the way, Sean, like, Sean, it was absolutely me that picked the match. By the way,
was it really?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you know what? That's what followers do. They follow their leader. So that's, I'll just get to Logan anyway.
I don't even know what that means.
You know what? Shark Boy wouldn't even be in the conversation of anything if it weren't for that fucking Highway to the Impact Zone pod. That's all I'm
going
to say.
God. He's going like butterfly effect on you, Logan. He's like, Logan would never start the pod. Y'all didn't even know Shark Boy was. Paul's fault.
You should have never been my father then.
Man. Well, you know, I made a mistake one night. I apologize.
I'm getting real deep tonight.
Going places.
Some heavy angles.
Heavy angles. What?
Yeah, he folded Mysterio up like a pretzel.
Oh, my God.
God.
Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
A fucking tattoo. Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that hurts more.
The ref is like, what's happening?
This is so too confusing. I'm calling you both out.
Yeah, he just threw his hands up. He's like, ugh.
Fuck them. I don't know.
He's getting fanned.
He did the Lex Luger. I don't know.
Right now, that's a great
probably
photo,
is
by
hot,
the way. I
probably
love
is
that
hot
promo.
As probably is hot as shit in there.
I would imagine.
This is unlike anything I ever would have thought I would have saw between these two.
Yeah.
On the barricade, are they advertising Mexican Fanta?
The Mexican Fanta.
Well, I think Sabritas is like a.
No, I'm talking about the barricade on the other side.
Oh,
Logan, I'm surprised you're even enjoying this match, Logan, with all the Pepsi ads everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I guess it's not Fanta because Fanta is a Coke product. So
I'm enjoying this match.
I was gonna say. Conversely, Sean, really loving this.
I am. Yep.
So this is better than Shark Boy.
Proud sponsor of international wrestling. Yes.
So better than Shark
Boy. I can't wait till we get into the Pepsi suite at Cowboy Stadium.
I'm still waiting on the word. I'm just waiting to get back to it.
Now, I do believe... Some people prefer the Mexican soft drinks because isn't it that they use
real sugar?
Sugar,
yeah,
real sugar instead of the
the
corn syrup.
So. Well, Logan, I am gonna you are for entry. If I do get a Pepsi suite at WrestleMania, you're gonna have to say some nice words about Pepsi before I let you in. So,
hey, Sean, I've got a spoiler for you. I actually like Pepsi better than Coke.
Oh, well, good. Well, of course you do. You're my son, so I expect that.
But I also like Dr. Pepper better than both of them.
Right.
You like what?
I like Dr. Pepper better than both of them.
Yeah, see, I never...
Yeah,
same here.
Dr. Pepper's my favorite.
I don't get Dr. Pepper at all.
I either feel like you love Dr. Pepper or it's like... Right. The worst.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. We're a Dr. Pepper home.
I prefer Dr.
This
Thunder.
This is a Dr. Pepper family!
Dr.
It really is.
Better.
Dr. Pepper is the shark boy of sodas, according to Sean Kidd.
I don't like any of
Curry man
I don't
of
like
sodas.
Of like, I really don't know. I really don't know what those sodas are supposed to be. I don't get it. Like, what's? I don't. I just don't
what
understand.
What do you mean you don't get it?
Like what? Like the taste of it? Like what is? I don't know what the appeal
that's the
is.
Thing. It has like 20 different flavors to it. That's the thing about it.
And none of them are good.
I just don't understand Dr. Pepper.
I don't. I don't get the appeal.
You have to be a doctor, Sean.
It makes no sense to me.
It doesn't. Either. What is the appeal of Dr. Pepper? Why? Like, help me understand.
I like it. It's spicy. It tastes great.
What's the deal?
So Logan, Bella, nice.
Oh my God, Ray just killed his knees.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you can definitely tell why his knees exploded 18 times.
Holy shit, what a dive. Amazing.
Oh, God.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they've saved it for the third fall.
Jesus.
So Logan, Mellow Yellow or Mountain Dew?
I think the cornermen helped them every single fall. They did this, the guy with the towel waving. It's like it was just constantly.
I feel like Mellow Yellow is like great value Mountain Dew, even though it's a Coke product.
That's what it's basically. It was basically like Coke's tried to answer it, and it failed miserably. Yeah.
Who is this young Spanish lady?
Is that Winona Ryder?
I thought it was.
It kind of looked like her.
I was going to say it was Mexico's Winona Ryder.
Want to try that again?
Yeah.
Winona.
Take two.
Run it back.
Winona, I barely know her.
Rhinona Wider.
God, man. Why don't you ride her?
Oh, Ray. Ray, think about your legs.
God.
He ain't got
That's
no
why
legs,
he's got
Lieutenant
8 million
Dan.
Surgeries on his knees.
Right.
Yeah.
I like how they just did submission and hat work for the first two falls. Now they're just going balls in the wall.
Oh, that's why he has bionic kneecaps now.
Hey, you got to give Ray credit. He's still going today, which is pretty incredible. And he still does it pretty well.
I just love the white Power Ranger every time they take a fall. He's like,
look at him just swirling the towel around.
Is he like harnessing energy for him? Like,
look at me. I'm the White Ranger.
He's trying to summon the big robot thing that they all do.
The Megazord.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, the Megazord. Oh, God.
That's nice.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, psychosis kicked out. That was the
freaking
awesome.
Fake third fall.
The freaking speed on that was amazing.
What is the ref doing?
He like capsized. What the fuck happened?
he just scorpioned himself.
I thought the ref was wearing flip flops for a second. I think it's just his shoes have like white on top, like a black.
I'm pretty sure the referee is George Lopez. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, they went from like intense mat work, and now the third fall is just a bomb fest of insane like power bombs and flips.
They sucked you in with the mat work, and then they're really, really blowing you away with the.
I'm totally digging this match at this point. Oh my God.
Oh my.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh!
Ray is awesome.
This, oh my God, so this ref counts. The ref followed every third.
Dude, why is the ref's hand? Do you see the ref got his hand stuck on her psychosis's ass? And he's
This referee needs life alert every time he goes to count for three.
Look at him like fiddling his arm. He like hurt himself.
Every time he's going down for three, he like splats all over the mat. he counts so slow.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Psychosis did a toe move.
That was a total La Parca move there.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, again with the knees. Unnecessarily landing on your legs.
Oh, psychosis almost ate shit.
Oh, God, he almost stayed it.
Man.
Good Lord.
Oh,
he
took out Santos.
He killed Wolverine. It's fine.
Yeah, Wolverine.
Adamantium, he'll be fine.
I don't know. That kind of looks like almost like an Iron Fist fucking mask, John.
Oh,
like the old
there's
school.
Winona Ryder again. They said Winona Ryder at ringside again.
What
my favorite
thing
is like when...
What was the teacher for Billy Madison's wrestling name? The Revolting Blob?
Oh,
that guy has the Revolting Blob mask.
I just always love when someone has a lucha mask and like...
Oh my God, Ray.
Shit.
Just dive to the floor. Jesus. Amazing.
Jake, what were you saying before you really interrupted by everybody shitting their pants?
I always love when people have like a lucha mask, but they just have regular clothes on. Excalibur's good. And then like this Wolverine guy, he just has on like black jeans with his lucha mask.
Lucha, lucha.
Like at least the White Ranger's committed. He has like the full attire. You just have your lucha mask and your cargo shorts on.
El Santo in his off day.
Oh.
Uh oh. Tornado DDT right there?
Oh. That's a good one, too.
Oh. Oh, shit. Jesus. I did really love the one that Saban did on Hard Justice when he kicked off of like every member of the Gauntlets.
Look at that submission.
Like,
holy Jesus.
It's the octopus.
He's tapping. It's
Jonathan Gresham.
My God. So all three falls ended. Is this a submission match?
Nope.
I think it just happened in that way.
I don't think so.
No, submission it's a ref 2 out of 3 fall match.
Wow.
The way the ref jumped.
he jumped
for joy.
fucking Mary Catherine Gallagher, the referee over there.
Oh, God. Wow.
Man.
Excuse me.
Tommy Young of Mexican wrestling. Overdramatic.
I hate Tommy Young. It's a terrible ref.
He's a piece of shit. He always has to get in Flair's shit.
He is a piece of shit. Five-time ref of the year.
Oh.
All right, so I guess the next 2 minutes are just going to be the highlights?
Yeah, I think so.
Or presentation of the title?
Yeah.
The White Ranger is going to morph and hand him the belt. This fake Intercontinental Championship.
I love that it looks like the Intercontinental title.
It does.
What belt did we say that was?
It is the WWA World Welterweight title. Okay. Whatever that is. Is that even a thing in AAA anymore?
WWA.
No idea.
I have to call Tanae.
By the way, who is the AAA champion at this point after Omega? Who holds it? Do we even know?
I think Omega's still the champion. I'm not going to lie.
No, he vacated it. He vacated it.
Someone did win it, but I forgot who.
Psycho Clown?
I can't remember. I just know the tag team champions are still FTR.
It's El Hijo del Vikingo.
Okay, then. All right. Never
the
heard
son of the Viking, I think, is what that roughly translates.
It's son of Berserker.
They like their El Hijos over there.
I like the pomp and circumstance of the whole presentation of the title.
Randy Savage wasn't in this match. It was Rey Mysterio.
It's not as good as Japan where they throw the ribbons at you or have the little geisha.
Who are these guys doing the flippy shit in the ring here?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm taking back what I said earlier about looking at all the flippy shit. That was amazing.
Sean, I can't wait for you to hear my Cyndi Lauper impression in my next Kronoso Daily match.
Oh, God. Great.
Lanny Coy!
Are you doing a Richter match, I take it?
We did Richter Moolah from Saturday Night's Main Event.
Gotcha. I didn't even realize there was a Richter Moolah from Saturday Night's Main Event. How did I miss that?
It's a tragedy.
I was going to say, because it's probably terrible, that's why.
There's a whole lot. I'm telling you right now, on those daily no-sos right now, there's a whole lot of tragedy coming your way in these early shows.
Oh, I know.
They were stupid enough
to give me and Jenny both Hogan Andre matches, though, so I'm excited.
God, you guys are that booked out?
Yeah. Oh, it's all the way through 89.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ. Who put that together?
Aaron.
Good Lord.
I think you have one idea.
Good Lord Almighty. That's amazing. All right. Well, I wish you well on that endeavor.
I don't mind spoiling it because I know none of them listen to the show. So
I actually have listened since it started. I actually do listen. So
I appreciate it. No, I'm saying none of them listen to this show. So
oh well, hey, you remember one person did listen to a show? You said the same thing, and what happened? So
all right,
Jake. Sorry, your turn.
I was gonna say, what are we gonna rate the matches? Kind of keep the ship afloat.
Yeah, Sean and Logan, fucking family members over there having a conversation.
How dare we have a conversation on a podcast where all we do is talk, not really about the matches. Look, how dare we?
Look, when I get the Pepsi sponsorship for my part of that deal, then we can talk.
All right, that's fine. I got it.
This is Cronoso Daily Podcast, sponsored by Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi.
That is not as good as Dr. Pepper.
With its 700 flavors, according to Sean Kidd.
Right. Incomprehensible.
That he can't fucking figure out. Yeah.
Incomprehensible soft drink. It's like the GIF with the like all those like math symbols going around your head trying to figure out Dr. Pepper.
Wait, does it even work? What the fuck is this?
Anyway, I think I'm gonna go four and a half.
It's an attempted soft drink, is what that is.
Will you shut up, Sean? I think Jake.
Inside joke. I apologize. Go ahead, Jake. I'm done. Okay.
No, Dr. Pepper is 5 stars, but I'm gonna go 4.5 on this one. I didn't feel like it built like a ton of drama at certain points, but I think everything looked good. All the big spots are good. The submissions look good. It built well. I would maybe just go a little bit because I think for 5 stars, it wasn't quite enough. It didn't have quite enough drama or maybe intensity, but I did like most of what I saw. And all the, I felt like all the Ranas and anything where somebody was falling their head, like they spiked each other, which I was enjoying. So 4.5 for me. Not quite the 5 that was promised, but pretty damn good.
All right. I'll go next. I also went 4.5. Listen, it was a very different match from both of them in the first two falls. And I mean, I'm a legwork junkie as long as it's good legwork, and their submissions were great. So, and all three falls ended in a submission, which was very unlike the two of them. So not quite the 5 stars that they said, but definite 4.5 for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4.25. I just wish there was a little bit more high flying, but I did enjoy all the mat work and everything, but
fucking millennial.
Thank you.
Oh, God. After that, speaking as another millennial here, I'll go 4.5 to try and bring some decorum back to the millennials on this podcast.
Can I have some decorum, please?
On behalf of all millennials, we don't recognize Schiff's 4.25 rating. I will also go 4.5. The mat work was great. The third fall was bonkers, like everybody else. Not quite enough for me to go 5, but 4.5 is still pretty damn good. So,
all right.
I'm afraid I've got some good news. I'm also going 4.5.
Nah, the submissions were really unexpected, but I thought it was really cool at the same time. And they, you know, I feel like they kind of built to the end where the high flying kind of came out in the last fall. So I thought it was really enjoyable. So I really enjoyed it.
So Schiff, do I have to bully you into the 4.5 or
before? He doesn't want to do the math.
No, I'm kidding. No, I already did the math. You're good. 4.25 is fine. So, all right. So that puts that match at 4.45. So we have no match that goes to the bottom. We're really having this run of not finding really shitty matches, unfortunately, because I really want to beat that dud, and one day we're going to have to.
Say this, speaking as someone who is hosting the next episode, I may or may not have one or two potential matches that may make the bottom of that list.
All right. We got to find a doink, hide and right.
To be fair, the Piranha one was kind of my one that was wild card. Like, I had no idea how I was going to turn around. I thought it could have easily been shitty, but it was kind of fun. So,
all right.
I tried.
All right. So here's where we're at. So this is at a 4.45. So this one moves to number 4. Handsome Funk moves to number 5. And we say goodbye to Funk versus Wyndham. It drops out of the top 5. So,
damn, Cuban Missile Crisis match.
Yeah, so we have officially left Cuba. So we are now.
We'll always have that GIF.
We'll always have the GIF. We'll always have Cuba. So
no embargoed again.
So a new top 5, but also the same bottom 5. So that's how we ended up tonight.
Very good. All right. Well, this is certainly a lot of fun. I guess I'll start us off. I'll plug the newest episode of the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast that I did with my pal Matt here. We did Armageddon 2002, which is certainly an interesting show in many ways. Mm-hmm. It has the famous Dawn and Tori uncut footage. So you get to hear us talk about that and plenty of other fun things. So go ahead and check that out. Sean, since this is your first time in a while, what do you have going on?
Well, you know, it's kind of sporadic right now. I'm, you know, real life is kind of taking shape a little bit. So I'm pretty much just getting on when I can to do stuff. Crock and Roll is still going on. So there'll be some times where I'll be on. And I think on our next set, we're doing March of 86, part 3 and 4. That's actually going to be hosted by Column. I will not be on those shows, but I am trying to be on Pop Goes to the Couch as we're doing Mandalorian and Peacemaker. I will be on Boba Fett, sorry. Yeah. Well, no, actually, if you actually watch the show, it is the Mandalorian.
It really is Mandalorian now.
I said Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's true.
It on purpose. A Highway to the Impact Zone I'll be on, Chicken Salad. I probably won't be on those shows as often as I usually am, but right now it's going to be kind of like I'm going to be on when I could be on, but I still plan to be on as much as I can. So that's kind of it, Jake. It's kind of like I said, I'm the Brock Lesnar of PTBN now. So.
Very well. Now that we've heard from the representative from the Greatest Generation, let's hear from the Millennials.
Good Lord. What do you have going on? Who's dying?
Me. I'm dead.
All right.
Sorry. I lost all train of thought. Yeah, just check out all the pods here. Sean mentioned basically all of it. I do. So check those out. I can be found on Twitter at Scott_Shiflet. Also, Peacemaker is amazing. So watch that and then listen to our pod where we gush all over it.
A very millennial plug there, Ship. He's like, he said it already. I'm tired. Leave me alone.
Well, I wasn't sure what I couldn't say before Sean was like, can I fix what you're saying?
His brain is making him sleepy right now. Leave him alone.
Yeah, he's got to go put his back in his skull.
No. Like me and Shibata.
Shifbata.
Good Lord.
This show's never coming up. Oh, God. You can find me over on the Extreme Three-Way Dance on the North-South Connection Podcast Network. We are currently in August of 1996. And ECW, so definitely check that out. You can find me also on the Twitter machine at MSousa1991.
Good. Last but not least, Logan.
Well, you can find me on Chronoso Daily, as we were talked about throughout the pod. That's a new one that's coming out. Different match every day going through WWF pay-per-views. So from Squared Circle, the Silver Screen just came out. We did Spider-Man with Randy Savage in it, so we had fun talking about his cameo in that movie. And the Chicken Salad, like Sean said, we're doing what are we doing on Popcorn Chicken Salad?
I believe you're doing Super Bowl 2000.
Yeah, we're doing Jackass. Yes, that's right.
Booty Tang?
Yeah. Oh, Booty sorry, tang. I got the wrong salad. Sorry, Louie. Sorry about that.
Wrong salad. Yeah.
Popcorn Chicken Salad, which is the first Jackass movie that they released in theaters, and then Super Bowl 2000 is what we're doing for wrestling. So that's all I got coming up right now.
Very good. Well, thanks and everyone for listening. Sorry. Right, of course, always Howard to the Impact Zone. We just covered Hard Justice, which is actually a pretty neat, solid show. But thank you for listening to YouTube Roulette. We will be back. Who's hosting next time? Who's the
That would be me.
Yeah, so Matt's picks next month, and hopefully we'll see you there, where we will spin the wheel again and see what we wind up with. But we'll see you then. Later. You eliminated regardless in the deep blue underwater walls. Half man, hand sharp, my jaws don't fall. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Killers water beast, swallowing the flames. They switch my DNA, drip me to Cool J. I can't fight the feeling, I'm forced to kill prey. To survive an attack, there's only one way. Battle to the death, that's how
way. Weapons left behind. We dueling with the mind. You blind, crippled, and crazy. You're real easy to find. Struggling to float with hemorrhages in your throat. Getting the lap dance when I smash through your boat. Eat your whole fam. Nothing left but a right hand. Clinging to a rail. Escape attempt fail. You never make it home. Tear the flesh off your bone. Walking in undercurrents is a dangerous zone. I'm talking death out of moments notice. You wasn't focused. Me and my crew strike like some underwater locusts.
See this guy? This guy's a little creepy.